Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be in Meseches Chulin, Daf Memhei. And we're going to start with the memra of Amar Yehuda Marav, Nikva Kenapa Mitzdarfim Leruba. The Gemara is Marech, and the Sikkum of the Gemara is that if you have small slits, nekavim she'em b'em chisaron, in the gargaris of a behema, so they're mitzdarif l'roif. If you have holes, nekavim she'esh b'em chisaron, in the gargaris of a behema, then they're mitzdarif to the shear of ke'isir, which is the shear of nekav she'esh b'em chisaron, k'mavur in the Mishnah later on daf nun dalet. What about in regards to oif? So according to Rav Rishayim, nekavim she'em b'em chisaron has the same shear as a behema that are mitzdarif l'roif, but nekavim sheyesh b'em chisaron, on that the Gemara brings a new shear that mekaplay umeinichay, you fold over the chelik that has the nekavim, and if it's mechaser roif, then that's going to be a treifa. Ad kan the sikkum of the Gemara. Now there's a very big tumult in the Rishayim, in this halacha that it's mitzdarif l'roif or mitzdarif l'iser v'chulu, do we say that only the holes themselves are mitzdarif, or even the shalem that's bein nekev lenekev, being that it's nikev kenape, and the explanation to that is that the shalem bein chisaron the chisaron is smaller than the chisaron atzmam. In such a situation, do we say that the shalem is also mitzdarif or not? So in this inyan there are many shitas of Rishayim, and the Bach in Siman Lamed Daled is very ma'arich in it. We're going to mention four ikar shitas in this. The first shita we're going to mention is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam's Shita is that we're never mitzdarif the Shalem together with the Nekavim. The Shir has to be a Tziruf of the Nekavim themselves. That's a very straightforward Shita. The next Shita we're going to talk about is Shitas Rashi, as it's Mefia by us in the Sugya. Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, clearly states that we're only mitzdarif the Nekavim themselves, and not the Shalem B'nehem. Nevertheless, B'Seifa Sugya, when we talk about the Shir of A'if, that it's mekaplei menichai, there Rashi is mechadish that we're mitzarif to shalem together with the nekavim. Hamavur b'Rashi that be'emes the Rashi holds like the shitas Rambam that when we have to be mitzarif chesrainis, it's only the chesaron themselves that we're mitzarif and not the shalem. So why is oif andersh? So the pshat pashat is because be'etzem the shear of nekav sheish bechesaron is supposed to be an iser. When the Gemara asks the question ba'oif amai, Rashi is masber that it's impossible to say that the shear is an iser because the gageras of the oif is too small. So we have to be machadish a new shear that's going to tell us when an oif is a treifa. The shear to that is that if you have nekavim kenapa and you cut around the chelik of the nekavim a kaplim menichai, that's the shear that's going to be a treifa. In that shear, it was said that shear includes the shalem b'neim because it's a shiur ba'alma. It's not the pshat that the shalem actually is mitzdarif to making it a treifa, but in the way of figuring out if there are enough nekavim to make it a treifa, the simon that the Gemara gives includes measuring the shalem bein hanekavim as well. But be'etzem in lamdus, he holds that the shalem is not mitzdarif. That's shitas Rashi. The next shita that we're going to say is the shita of the Ran. The Ran says that in all situations, we are mitzdarif the shalem shebe nekev lenekev to the shir. And the Ran is Masbir, Vizel Shainai. Kivan she'ein bein nekev lenekev kimloi nekev. Because the area between nekev and nekev is smaller than the nekev itself, which is the shear of kenapa. Ein masha beinehem miskayim. V'royen oisai ki'ilu einai. The shalem is not going to be miskayim, and it's as if it's non-existent. This is a klal, that something which is vadai going to fall away, going to rip, is as if it doesn't exist b'chlal. So memela, it's barer that the shalem is as if it's not there, so it's going to be mitzdarif with the nekavim. Therefore, in all situations, bein nekav sheyesh bechesaron, bein nekav she'ein bechesaron, bein bebehema, and bein be'oif, we're always mitzdarif hashalem im hanekav. The Shitas Arash, and the Rush actually says it in Shitas Rashi, but the Achreinim already ma'ir that Rashi Lefanenu is not mashma like that. He says that be'emes nekavim sheyesh bechesaron are always mitzdarif, we always include the shalem in the shir. And the reason is because they're soifei lechaser. So in regards to behema, that the shear of Nekavim Sheesh Bem Chesaron is to be Metzdar for an Isser. Vadai, in the case of Nikva Kanapa, we include the Shalem Shabbein HaNekavim, because it's Soifei Lichaser, so we look at it as one big Nekev Gadol. When the Gemara continues and says, Ba'ayfei Mai, Pshat in the Gemara Shaila is as follows. Because the Rosh says that that's Barur, that the Shear of Ki'isr, which was said in regards to a Nekev Sheesh Bem Chesaron and the Gageras of a Behema, that's not the shear for an oif. That's impossible. Like Rashi already mentions, the gageras of the oif is too small to have that shear. So what be'emes is the shear for a nekev sheyesh bechasarn by oif? Zok the Rosh, this is a klal gadol in Perikei L'Treifis, that a gadol kegaidlai v'akotan kekaitnai. The shear of ki'isr was said in regards to behema gadayla, an animal that's smaller, and a vada an oif. We do it proportionately, the shear becomes smaller kefi the kaitan of the oif. And the Rosh is ma'arich to show other examples of this throughout the perek. For example, the halacha that the shirayim of a kavid has to be shtei kezesim. So the Rosh, that can't be the shear of the gabi kavid of an oif. The entire kavid of an oif isn't shtei kezesim. Elamai, it must be that the klal is that we go proportionately. Hagadol lefi gaidlai v'hakatan lefi katnai. So what's the Gemara's shayla bo'oif amai? So the Rosh, the hezber of the Gemara's shayla is like this. That's clear that the shear of ke'isr, which we find in regards to behema, in regards to knife, is going to be much, much smaller. Cleret the Gemara, in regards to the neck of sheish b'chasarn by behema, we have a chumrah that we're mitzarif the shalom of nekavim. Do we apply that chumrah to the neck of a knife as well? Being that l'chadchila, the shear of a neck of sheish b'chasarn by oif is such a chumrah to kashita, it's such a small nekev, maybe we're not moistet to that the chumrah of being mitzarif the shalom im the nekavim. And the Gemara's answer is, Enechanami Deloy, such a small shear, and also to be Mitzar of the Shalom of Nekavim is impossible. And Elamai, the shear Be'emes of Nekav Sheish Bechasaron by Oif, is going to be a new shear of Mekaplei Menichai, and there, in that shear, we're Be'emes going to be Mitzar of the Shalom of Nekavim, because that's not such a small shear. Adkan Divrei HaGemara. Now, according to the Rosh, we have to understand, if there is such a klal that the shalom is mitzarif to the nekavim because soifan lichaser, so therefore it's as if there's one big nekev, and be'emes there is a klal that every nekev by an oif is proportionately smaller than its nekev by a behema, so why be'emes don't we say that the nekev is taka smaller and we're machmer chumra gabi chumra to be mitzarif the shalom im hanekavim because l'maisa the mitzius is true that it's soifan lichaser. The fact that it comes out to be a chumra to kashir, so what? The klalim still remain true, that the neck of sheyesh bechasaron has to be proportionately, and that the shalim, which is soifa lechaser, is mitzarif im hanekavim. Hamavur me'arosh, that the Rosh holds, that this that we're mitzarif the shalim im nekavim because it's soifa lechaser, is not because we consider it as if it's enoi, and once it's soifa lechaser, it's as if it's non-existent. Because then there would be no difference between a behem and a oif. Ela bal karchach, the soifa lechaser, the pshat of that is that if it's so weak that it's soifei lichaser, that deficiency also has a din as if there's a nekev. So there's a chumre that we're machshavit as if there's a nekev, but lemana emes, it isn't a nekev. Therefore, there's a makam to say that this chumre, that something which is soifei lichaser, that deficiency is considered as bad as if there's actually a nekev over there. That's only said in regards to behema, where the nekavim are kefi the shear of ki'isr. So the holes are big. So there we're also machmer, and we say that if there's a shalom in between them, that chesaron of soifa lichaser is also mitzarif to the shear. But in regards to oif, where the holes are very small, we won't be machmer chumra al gabi chumra to say that something which is soifa lenakev is also as bad as if there's a nekev, and rather we'll say that only if there's a nekev mamish will it be mitzarif to the shear of whatever the shear is, proportionally by oif. But this halacha, that soifa lichaser is kilu anekev, will not be said. Besides for the maskanas ha-gemara, where we have a new shear of mekaplei menichai, which that shear is large enough that we should be able to apply the chumra that the shalem is mitzarif im hanekavim. And also, according to this we understand, that we only find in the Rosh that this halacha, that soifa lichaser, the shalem is mitzarif with the nekev, is only by nekavim sheyesh bem chesaron. But by a nekev she'ein bechasarn, the Rosh never says this klal. And indeed, the Bach that we mentioned in Siman Lama Dalet, he says clearly that the Rosh is going to hold that by nekevim she'ein bechasarn, we do not say that the shalim is mitzarif. Although, l'chayr, that there too the metzias is, that because the space between neck of the neck of is so small that it's going to be safer lechaser. But kinereh, this chumra is only said by nekam sheyesh b'mechisarn, which is by a neck of chamor. So there too, we're mitzarif. The fact that it is so weak that it's safer lechaser is also part of the shear. But by nekam sheyesh b'mechisarn, there the rush will not say this chumra. So hayaytzei that although the Ran and the Rush both hold of the ikar klal that a safer lechaser, the shalom shebe neck of the nekev, is going to be mitzarif, but it's for a whole different reason. The Ran holds that it's kemisheinoi. Therefore, the Ran is unable to be machalik between different situations, between nekev she'em b'mechasar, nekev she'yesh b'mechasar, and between a behem and a oif. In all situations, he holds avada the shalom is mitzarif. However, the Rush doesn't hold that it's kemisheinoi. The Rush just holds that the deficiency of sefer lechaser also has a chumra kilu the nekev. Therefore, the Rush has the liberty to be machalik that only in certain chumra places will we say that, but in other places we won't say a chumra al gabe chumra. Adkan, the four shitas in this klal of nikve kanapa mitzdarfim, whether or not and in which situations we say that the shalim is mitzdarif with the nekavim. The shitas Rambam that it's never mitzdarif, the shitas Aran that it's always mitzdarif, and the shitas of Rashi and the Rush, Rashi that holds that specifically in the new shir of Makapli Menichai, there the shir was said bo'efen that it's mitzdarif. And the Shita Sarash, who holds that only in certain situations do we apply the klal that because it's safer lechaser, is going to have a halacha that the shalim is mitzdarif with the nekev. And now let's go on to the next inyan, which is be'etzem me'in le'inyan ba'aysa inyan. In this parak, we find bekama v'kama makaymis, places where the Rishonim are masbir, specific treifis, that the treifah comes not because there's already a current matziv where it's enechaya, but rather, there's a certain condition within the behema, which is saifai li nakev or saifai li chaser. That because it's saifai to reach a matzev, that it's going to be a treifa, therefore already now in the present situation, it has a din of a treifa. Ayin le'il on daf membeis, amid beis in taisvis, that he's masber, that's the set of the treifa of nikav agalgailis. Ayin taisvis on mem gimel mad aleph, that this explains that that's the set of nekav sheyesh b'chasarin by gagaris, which is Shiurai B'chayesir, because it's Saifa Li Pasuk Beruba. I and Rashi end up from Gilma Mon Aleph that explains that's the Inyan of Chazusa Bereya. And also on this daf, over here in Arasugya, Nikva Kanapa, we find the Inyan of Saifa Li Chaser. And also in Amud Beis, we find that if Rav of the Or of the Shedra is Nifsak, it's a Trefa because Saifa Mayach Latzi is like Rashi's Masber. V'oid B'kama V'kama Mekaymas. Now in this Inyan, that if we have a current situation, which means that atzma it's not a treifa, but because it's seifa li nakev, v'seifa li chaser, it already has a din treifa, tzarech bir tuva, what's the gather of that din? V'ayit, be'amis there's a big chakira from the G'day L'Achreinim, ayin yam shal shleimah simen pei, karen oira later on daf menvav, the primigadim and sifsei das in simen lamid, and Reb Kivi Eger and the Gilin Marsha over there, and the Pesachei Tshuva over there, there's also tshuvas k'sam sefer about it in simen on hay. They all discuss the klal which we paskin, that a treifa is not chai yudbeis chaydish. Does that klal apply also to the treifas which are seifei li nakev and seifei li chaser as well? That's already a matziv that it's einam chayim yudbeis chaydish or not? And we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, the ikar shitas of the G'day L'Achreinim in this. And we're going to be masber Be'ez Hashem, what's the lumdus behind their shitas? The Yam Shal Shleimah in Simen Pei, he says that BMS, even a situation which Chazal said is a treifa because it's soif elinakev, that's also einechai yudbeis chaydish. Even though the nekev didn't appear yet, the matzav itself that it's soif elinakev makes that this animal cannot be chai yudbeis chaydish. And the nafkamina is going to be, because the Gemara later on the Afnan Zayin Amud Beis says, that what happens if you have an animal which is a suffix if it's a treifa, so if it's chai yudbeis chaydish, we can assume that the occurrence of the treifa didn't occur. So too, Zak the Yam Shal Shleimah, if you have an animal where there's a suffix, whether or not the condition of soif elinakev presented itself yet or not, if it's chai yudbeis chaydish, that's going to be a raya that obviously the situation of soif elinakev didn't happen, because had the situation of soif elinakev already occurred, would already not be chai yudbeis chaydish. Ad kan divrei hayam shal shleimah. And as Isaac also Reb Kivi Eger that we mentioned in Simon Lamed and the Primigadim, Besayf Dvarav also comes out like that, and he brings the Yamsha Shleime as a riot to this tzad. But mitzad sheni, on the opposite extreme, we have the sheet of the Chassam Sofer in Shuvis Siman Nunhei. He's talking over there about ducks, where something happened to their skull, to their gilgalis, that it was nikif, which on that Taisus says that it's treifa because it's soif of the krum shel meich to be nikif. Zag the Chassam Sofer v'zel l'shainai, even if it's afilu yarvek achoel yamim, even if we'll live for a very, very long time, mikol makim treifa, kivon she soif akrum linakev, afilu achar kamashanim, because we know that it's soif akrum linakev, even though that may only happen achar kamashanim, kvar nitraf mehayim. It already has a din treifa mehayim. So that's the sheet of the Chassam Sofer, that there's no limit to how long an animal with such a condition is going to live. It could be marvek achoel yamim. It could take many years until lemaise it's saif krum shomayach linakev. Nevertheless, because it's saifai, there's already a situation where we know that it's saifai to reach that point. It's kvar nitraf mehayon. That's the shita of the Chassam Sofer. A third shita is the shita of the Prima Gadim that he's mitzadeh. This is how he starts off. And he says that something that's saifai linakev, the test is going to be chav dalet chaydish. Why? Because in order to be considered that it has a status of Saif Elinakev, it has to be that it's Saif Elinakev Taich Yud Beis Chaydish. And once it's going to be Nikev Taich Yud Beis Chaydish, now it has another Yud Beis Chaydish like every Treifa has. So therefore, the test is going to be Chaf Dalet Chaydish. So add kind of three Shitas. The first Shita is, like we said, B'Shem, the Yamsha Shleime, and Rebbe Kiv Eger, and the Prima Gadim that he brings this Yamsha Shleime down the Halacha, and other Achrayinim, that even something which is Saif Elinakev also has his man of Yud Beis Chaydish already. The second sheet that we said was the sheet of the Chassam Sofer, that there is no time limit. And the third sheet is the first side of the Prima Gadim, that there's Chav Dalet Chaydish. What's the Bir HaMachlekes? So L'chayr the Pshat is as follows. The Chassam Sofer holds that Be'emest, currently, this animal does not yet have the Metzius of Treifus. Therefore, it's Shaykh that it could live Yarbe Kachal Yamim. Nevertheless, there's already Chal Eidin Treifa. Why? Because there's already a situation where Bekayach it's going to become a Treifa, and the Klal all over Shas is Kala Oimid, to reach a certain situation, it's Ke'ilu, it has that Matzav already. So here too, Kala Oimid Li Nakev, Kala Oimid Li Taref, Ke Treifa Dami. And it's already Chal the Din Treifas, mitzad the fact that there's already a situation where Bekayach it's Vade going to reach such a point. So according to the Chassam Sofer, the Metzius of Treifas isn't here, but the Din Treifas is here, Al Shema Asid, because it's Soifai to reach there. That's the Chassam Sofer Shita. And the Chayre, the Prima Gadim, according to his first Tzad, that it has Chav Dalet Chaydish, is also going in a similar Eifin. He holds that currently there's no Metzius of Treifa, because if there was a Metzius of Treifa, then there wouldn't be a Shear of Chav Dalet Chaydish. There is no such Shear by regular Treifas. Elamai, the Prima Gadim, holds like the Chassam Sofer, that the reason why it has a Din Treifa now is only Al Shema Asid, because it's Soifai to become a Treifa, therefore it's already Chal Din Treifa Hayom. Just the Prima Gadim holds that something that's only going to be Nikev, Achar Kamashanim, that doesn't qualify to be included in the status of Soifai Linakev. Something that's going to happen in the far off future, we can consider it already a Matzev today in this animal, that it's Soifai Linakev, and we only call it Soifai Linakev if the Nekev is going to happen within Yud Beis Chaydish. So if the Nekev is going to happen within Yud Beis Chaydish, it's called the Matzav of Saifai. Therefore, already has a Din Treifa now. Al Shem the fact that within Yud Beis Chaydish, the Nekev is going to happen, which thereafter it's going to have another Yud Beis Chaydish till it dies. Where did the Prima Gadim get this Musig that he needs to be Teich Yud Beis Chaydish to be considered Saifai? The Prima Gadim doesn't tell us, but L'chayre, he got the Shear of Yud Beis Chaydish from the Din Treifa Atzmai. Just like in regards to Treifa, in order to be included in the Pasuk of She'ein Achaya Loi Seichoil, we say that it has to be that it's going to die Teich Yud Beis Chaydish in order that it should already have a status of Ein Achaya, because if it's going to be longer than Yud Beis Chaydish, we don't say that it's already a Matzev, that it's Bekayach to die. We only consider it included in the Drasha of Ein Achaya if this Ein Achaya is going to be Teich Yud Beis Chaydish. In the Shear and Dafman base. So too, in regards to Soifei Linakev, to consider that this animal already has a Matziv, where it's considered that it's Soifei Linakev, it also has to be Teich the Shear of Yud Beis Chaydish, which gives the Prima Gadim, according to the Mahalach, Chav Dalet Chaydish. That's the Mahalach, according to the Chassam Sofer, and according to Prima Gadim's first Mahalach. However, according to the Shaarach Reinim, the Yamsha Shleime, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger Ude Imam, they obviously hold that this situation where it's soifili nakev, that mitzad atzmai makes that it's a treifa. The fact that it's nailed a condition and a weakness, which makes that it's for sure going to be soifili nakev, that chisaron mitzad atzmai makes that it's a treifa. It doesn't have to be nikev mamish to be a treifa. The soifili nakev, the condition of soifili nakev mitzad atzmai, also makes that it's not going to be chai yud beis chaydish, which is why they hold that even for a seifai, the share is yud beis chaydish. Ad kan the bira machlekes ha'achreinim, how to understand this musig of seifai. And the chayre, we can say that this is also be'emes, the oimik of the machlekes between the Ran and the Rush that we spoke about before. The Ran who says that the klal is that because it's ena seifai l'skayim ki'ilu enoi, that sounds like he holds of the lumdus of the Chassam Sofer and the first Malach of the Prima Gadim, that anything that's Einem Eskayim, it's Ki'ilu not here, and we dan it al Shem Sofer, and it's already Chal Adin Trefa, already from now. Which is why the Ran can't be Mechalik between different situations and different circumstances when we do say that we're Mitzar of the Shalem, and when we don't say that we're Mitzar of the Shalem. Because this is a Klal Gadol, Kala Oimid Lichaser, it's Ki'ilu, it's Einai, already from today. Mashenkin the Rosh, he l'chayr holds, like the Mahalach of the Yamsha Shleime and Rav Kiveger Udi Imam, that they hold that it's a condition today of Seifi L'chaser, that's already a bad condition in the animal, which has the same chasarn as if it wouldn't be here right now. But that itself is Nitin L'shirim. Sometimes we could say that the etzem fact that it's Seifi L'chaser already creates a Girayin in the animal, Kilu Etzenai, and sometimes we could say the etzem chasarn that it's Seifei L'chaser won't make enough Kamina. L'mashal, in the Rosh's Chiluk, between a Behema and a Oif, we can say that a Behema, which has a Chasarn of a Iser, so there also, even the Shalem, which is Oimid and Seifei L'chaser, the etzem fact that it's weak and it's Seifei L'chaser, it can be mitzarif to the Shir of Ke'iser. Masha'enken of Oif, where there the whole even L'chatchila is such a small Oif, to say that the condition of Seifei L'chaser gives it the same Chaymer and the same vulnerability as if it would have already chasar and mamish, that we won't say. Because it's nitin l'shirin. Sometimes the fact that it's seifai will already make it a treifa, and sometimes the fact that it's seifai, based on the variables of the situation, won't make that it has the same chasar and mamish as if it was already chasar mamish. Ad kan l'chayre, the bira machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh, based on the bira machlekes of the G'day L'chreinim, how to understand the Iker Inyan of Seife, which we find in our Perek. And Be'ezus Hashem on Daf Mem Vav, we're going to be Mayrich more in this Inyan of Seife. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara says, Taner Abchia Bar Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaTzavra Kula L'Shchita, Mitabas HaGdoyla Ad Kanfei Reha HaTachtayna. The entire Tzavar is Kosher L'Shchita, from the Tabas HaGdoyla until Kanfei Reha HaTachtayna. Rava is Masbir, that this that we say, Kol HaTzavar is Kosher L'Shchita, the shear towards the bottom of it, is Kol Shepeshetas Tzavara V'Raya. As long as the animal, in its usual manner of being Raya, is Peshet the Tzavar to this degree, that Chelik is included in the Makim of Shchita. Ubelvad Shalaiti Anis, Rashi is Masbir, but if the person be a Dayim, pulls the simanim into the tzavar, more than the simanim would naturally go into the tzavar at a time of raya. So then the halacha is that if you do shchita there, it's not a kosher shchita. The Gemara afterwards brings down the shaila of Rab Chanina v'item Rab Chananya on tza'atz mamahu, meaning what happens if the simanim were pulled into the tzavar not during the regular course of being raya, but also not a yidei ha'maisa oynis b'dei adam, but rather a maisa oynis ba'atzma. And Rashi's Masber, that Bashas Shchita, on account of the Shchita, the animal stretched out its neck more than it usually does, Bashas that it's Raya. So the question is, if that's included in the Makam Shchita or not, to which the Gemara says, Teiku. One more point in the Gemara is, Yosef Yibichon Rav Shimon Lakish, Nafak Milsim Ibinayu, Onas B'Simon B'Shachat Psula. So the Pashtus is, that Rav Yechonon and Rav Shimon Lakish are talking about Onas B'Dei Adam, and that's the same Halacha which Rabbi said, that if it's nenas bidei adam, it's definitely not included in the makam shchita. Va'id Rabbi Yechonon Rav Shimon Lakish say is that nikav akane lematam and achaze nidain kareya. That if the kane gets a nekev when it's inside the chaze, which is in a place where it's not royal shchita, then the halacha is that part of the kana has a din like the reya, which becomes a treifa with a nekev, unlike the rest of the kana, which only becomes a treifa with its nifsak berubai. Ad kan bekitzer divrei gemara, and now we're going to be masber be'ezus Hashem. And we're going to start with being masber pashup shad in the gemara, because there's a bit of confusion in the sifrei zmanenu. Now, when you're looking at the outside of an animal, the neck is called the tzavar, and lower down is called the chaza. As far as the inside of the animal is concerned, there's the kana, which is the windpipe, and then there's the reya, which is the lungs. Now, the kana extends not only down the tzavar, but it also extends into the chaza. And over there, it branches out into the reya. Now, as far as the makam shechita is concerned, that's a mefurash mishnah on daf yutes amud beis. Kol ha-tzavar kosher l'shchita. And as Zayis Gepaskant also in the Rambam, in Hilcha Shchita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, when he discusses the Makam HaShchita, Zog the Rambam is El Shainai, Makrim HaShchita Min Achai, Hu ha-tzavar. V'chol ha-tzavar kosher l'shchita. That's the Makam of the Shchita. Now obviously, the Shchita has to cut through the Simanim, that's the essence of Shchita. But as far as the Makam of Shchita is concerned, the Makam to cut the Simanim, is in the tzavar. Now, the question is as follows. We mentioned that the kana extends past the tzavar into the chaza. What happens if the animal stretches out its neck and thereby pulls a chelik of the kana, which is usually in the chaza, now it pulls it into the area of the tzavar. And the shechita is done in the tzavar in such a situation where when it cuts through the simanim, it cuts through that chelik of the kana, which is usually not here in the tzavar, it's usually in the chaza. Is that a kosher shechita or not? Because there's a makam to say that we need that the kana, the chelik of the simen, which you cut through, has to be a kana which is mishtayich be'etzem to the tzavar. That would be a kosher shechita in the proper makam. But a kana which is naturally not part of the tzavar, it's naturally the chelik of the kana which is in the chazer, even though you actually cut through the tzavar and you also actually also cut through the simen, which is the kana, but being that this kana is not really part of the tzavar, so that's not considered makam shechita. That's the basis to the shaila in our sugya. And Rava is machalik between two hechatimses. Zot Rava, any chelik of the kana, although usually it's part of the chaza, but in the course of its regular grazing, kol shepeshetes tzavara viraya, that chelik of the kana is pulled up into the area of the tzavar. That chelik of the kana is considered that it's mishtayich to the tzavar, because under normal grazing circumstances, it gets pulled into the tzavar, and that chelik of the kana definitely is included in the makam kosher of shechita. However, Zakrava, if it's nenas bidei adam, where a person manually pulls an extra chelik of the kana, which is never in the tzavar in the course of its regular grazing, this chelik of the kana is only now in the tzavar through the manual pulling of a person, that chelik of the kana is vade not mishtayich to the tzavar, and if you shecht it over there, it's not going to be considered the makam hashchita. Now, Rav Chanina v'item Rav Chananya, they ask a shayla, what about onsa atzma? What happens if the animal pulled it by itself, was not bidei adam, but not as it does in its usual course of grazing, it pulled an extra amount b'shas shchita. That remains b'teku, whether or not we can consider that chelik of the kana the makam shechita, because it's shayach to the tzavar, or not. Now, in this Indian, there's machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi simply says that the animal was einis atzma b'shas shechita, whereas Taisus is maisif, that the case was that it was peshetes tzavara, yoyser midai, litol yarek bebar. It pulled out its tzavar more than it usually does in its normal grazing, in order to be able to take a yarek bebar. Why does Taisa say that? Zokta Marasha, because Be'emes Rav already said that the Geder, in order to be able to consider that this Chelik of the Kana is Shayach to the Tzavar, is if it's Peshetas V'raya. So where is there a Makam for the Gemara to have a Shayla, what happens if it's Onza Atzma? Rav already came La'afuke that. Memeila, Zok Taisa, obviously we're talking about a situation where it was in the course of being Raya, but not the regular grazing when it reaches to the floor to eat, but an extra situation of grazing where it's Peshetas Savar Alita Yerek Babar. And the Shaila of Rav Chanina, Itam Rav Chananya is Gufa in the Gether of Raya that Rav says, is this included in Raya or it's not included in Raya? Rashi, however, doesn't say that stipulation, so it's Mashma from Rashi, that even if it sticks out its head, not in the course of its being raya, just stam b'shas shchita, that's also part of the shayla, and there's a makam to say that that's going to be considered a chelik of the kana that is shayach to the tzavar. What's the bir machlekes between Rashi and Taisvis? So the Radvaz in Chuvis Radvaz, Simon Kuf Mem Hei, in his first mahalach, he's masber as follows. Zokter Radvaz, because Be'emes, Taisvis holds that anything that the animal does, machmas pachad, which is why the animal would stretch out its neck extra b'shash shchita, that's considered not machmas atzmai. That's coming because of an external reason. Doing a machmas pachad l'fi Taisvis is equivalent to if a person does it b'yadayim. In order to consider it the natural chelik of the kana that's mishtayach to the tzavar, it has to be something which the animal does mitzad atzmai, but something that comes from an external source, such as pachad, that has the same halacha as bidei adam, and that's not going to be considered that it belongs to the tzavar. Rashi, however, holds not like that. Rashi holds that we can differentiate between if a person does it manually biyadayim mamish, or if it's machmas pachad. Biyadayim mamish, that of course is not considered that be'etzem has a shayach to the tzavar at all. However, what the animal does, machmas pachad, pachad is also a chelik of the regular halach yelik of the animal. The animal does get afraid sometimes, and whatever the animal does, machmas pachad, could also, a kapana b'tayrish shayla, be included in the regular chelik of the kana that's mishtayach to the tzavar. Adkan, the beer of the Radvaz, the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, and how they learn divrei rava in our sugya. But there's another shita in the sugya, and that's the shita Rambam. The Rambam in the shita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, says as follows. Onsa behema atzma u'moshcha tzavare harve, if the animal was einus itself and pulled its tzavar harve, oy sha'onas ha-sheikhet ha-simonim, or the sheikhet did it be a daim. On both of these, zok the Rambam v'soif devarav, harezu safek nevela. Mevor in the Rambam, that bein onsa behema atzma and bein onas ha-sheikhet ha-simonim, both of these are a shayla and it's only a safek nevela. In our Gemara, the way we're Mazbar Pi Rashi, it's not Mashma like that. So the Kesef Mishneh, Visharne Sekelim, their Mazbar that the Rambam learned, that there aren't two Hechatimses, Ansa Atzma or Anas Bidei Adam. It's all one Hechatimse. And this that Rava says that it's possible, afterwards, Rav Chanina Vitem Rav Chananya, they're Mistapik, whether or not that's Vaday Puzzle or it's not Puzzle. And it could be that Rava only said that it's Puzzle Misafik. And also, the Psul, which Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Valakish say, that Anas v'simonim v'shachar psula, that also may be mi suffik. Why did the Rambam learn the Gemara this way? Zog the Kesef Mishneh, because it's, the Rambam held, there's no makam to be machalik min asvara between Anza behema atzma, or if it's nenas b'dei adam. Whatever reason it may be kosher by Anza behema atzma, that reason should apply to nenas b'dei adam. And whatever reason why nenas b'dei adam may be possible, that reason should apply by Ansa Behema Atzma as well. V'tzarech bir, l'chayre, we understood a very geshmak echilik between the two. One is something mibachutz, and one is natural to the Behema. So what's the pshat? How does the Rambam understand the Gemara Shaila? So the Kesef Mishnah is masbir as follows. And I'm going to read out his lashon. Zeh lashon Kesef Mishnah. V'tam din zeh, dekivan shenensa Behema Atzma matcha simanim ha'sha'anas ha'sheichet, because the animal itself or the sheichet pulled out, stretched the simanim. Zog the Kesef Mishneh, b'shas shchita, b'makam shchita shachat b'simanim. Ilu hayu nish'arim kein metuchim. As far as shas shchita is concerned, they did shecht b'makam shchita, because if the simanim would stay here, then it would be a kasher shchita. However, aval afisha achar shchita niskav tzu kimin hagam, but because immediately after the shchita, they go back kimin hagam, Nimtzis hashchita shalayvim kaima. So it turns out that the shchita ends up being shalayvim kaima. Ulakach have a suffik. Therefore it's a suffik. So the Kesef Mishneh explains, over here we have a situation where b'shas shchita, the simanim are in the right place. But immediately after shchita, they revert back to their original place. So it turns out that the shchita is not in the right place. And the Kesef Mishneh is maisif, another line of Hezber. The b'bechinas shas shchita have a ksheira. Ubebechinas achar hashchita v'kaidim la havi psula. Ulechein harei zesofik nevela. Ad kan l'shein Kesef Mishnah. So the chayre, the bira pasha in the Kesef Mishnah is that the Rambam's mistapik, that this that you have to shecht the simanim in the makam of the tzavar, the shayla is what's kaveh that the simanim are in the makam of the tzavar. One side is that as long as b'mikra b'shas shchita the simanim are there, that's enough. Because the shas shchita is kaveya, as long as b'shas shchita, the shchita was done b'tzavar, and these simanim were present in the tzavar at the time, that's a good enough place for the shchita to be done. But the second side of the Gemara is that it has to be that usually before and afterwards, the kana is shayach to the tzavar. And in this situation where be'etzem, the kana is never shayach to the tzavar, it's only b'mikra that it was pulled there b'shas shchita, that's not going to be a kosher makram shchita, and therefore it's going to be possible. Ad kan, the beer of the Kesa Mishnah in the Rambam. So Ayyotze, according to this beer, that there's a major machlekes between the mahalach of Rashi and Taisvis and the mahalach of the Rambam. Rashi and Taisvis hold that that's vadai, that the kana has to be a makram that's be'etzem shayach to the tzavar, and just b'mikra being present there, b'shas shchita, would not suffice. The shay of the Gemara just is, what happens if you have that this chelik of the kana isn't usually in the tzavar, but under certain circumstances it is in the tzavar, like machmas pachad lefirashi, or machmas in order to be able to get the yerek of a bar, according to Taisvis? Does that mean that therefore it be'etzem is b'shtayach to the tzavar, or not? However, the Rambam holds that avada be'emes, it's not b'shtayach to the tzavar. Doing it machmas pachad or machmas any other reason is just as bad as if a person would do it be a dayim. Nevertheless, the Gemara Shaila is maybe, it's still kosher, because we don't need that be'etzem it should be mishtayach to the tzavar. It's enough that b'mikra b'shas shchita, it was there in the tzavar, in order that it should be a kosher place for the shchita. There's another pshat in the Rambam, which is Rabbi Zalman's pshat, which he says, based on being medayik divrei Rambam. Because the Rambam says, v'zel l'shaynai. When he's masber the case of Onas, zok the Rambam, Vishachat b'makam shchita b'tzavar. He shechted in the makam shchita as far as the tzavar is concerned. But, v'nimtzis ha-shchita b'kanai b'veshet shaloi b'makam shchita. But it turns out that as far as the kana and the veshet is concerned, it's not in the makam shchita. Harezu safek nevela. So from the Rambam it's mashma that it's a davar borer that the place where the shchita ends up being in the kana and the veshet is not the makam shchita. Nevertheless, because it's shachar b'makam shchita as far as the tzavar is concerned, therefore the shchita is going to be kosher. What's the beer in that? Zokner b'sazalman amari dikechidish. Usually when you shecht, so you shecht in the makam of the tzavar, and then you continue into the simanim, so the simanim are in the right makam of shchita. However, it's possible, the Gemara is being mistapik l'das Rambam, that really the halacha of the makam shchita was never gezukt gevarn as far as the kana and the veshet is concerned. When the Torah says that the makam of the shchita is bitzavar, all the Torah cares about is the outside chelik that it should be bitzavar, and of course that the simanim should be geshachtim. But if you could have a chetimtze where you're doing it in the right makam as far as the tzavar is concerned, then it makes no difference where the kana and the veshet get cut, it's always going to be a kosher shchita. Even if they're shaloi b'makam shchita, it's a chelik of the kana of veshet that doesn't belong to the makam shchita b'chlal. Nevertheless, the makam shchita was never gezukt gevaren legabi the kana and the veshet. It's only gezukt gevaren legabi the tzavar, and it's a kosher shchita. So Hayyotze, that it's pasha to the Rambam, that importing the kana and the veshet from the chazet is not going to make that this kana and the veshet belongs to the makam shchita b'chlal. Nevertheless, could be there's no halacha of makam shchita other than on the tzavar. Ad kan the pirish of Rabbi Zalman, and it's meduyik heitiv in the lashon of the Rambam. Hayyotze that we have three mahalchim how to understand the halacha of makam shchita as it relates to the kana and the veshet. Rabbi Zalman that we just mentioned says that the Gemara is gufa mistapik. Maybe there was never a makam shchita that was said in regards to the kana and the veshet. The ikar of the makam shchita is the tzavar. If you shechted b'makam tzavar and it cut through the simanim, that's all that counts. Even though the simanim don't have any shaykhas to the makam shchita. The case of Mishnah's mahalach is that be'emes, of course, we do need that the makam shchita should be the right place as far as the kana and the veshet are concerned. Nevertheless, the Gemara is mistapik whether we go basar b'shas shchita, and as long as b'mikra the simanim are in the tzavar b'shas shchita, or yaitze the din makam shchita as far as the simanim are concerned. Aydilma, we need that it should be that there's a kviyos that be'etzem the kana and the veshet are mishtayach to the makam shchita. That's the case of Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam. And the mahalach of Rashi and Taisus is that that's barer that we there is a makam shechita that was gazak to gevar on the gabi the kana of the veshet, not like the shayla according to Mrs. Zalman, and that's barer that if b'mikra just so happens to be that you pull the kana and the veshet into the makam shechita b'dei adam, that that's vade not going to make that this chelik of the kana is mishtayach to the makam of the tzavar, and not like the shayla of the Rambam according to the case of Mishnah. Nevertheless, the Gemara shayla is in specific hechatimsis when it's ansa atzma. Maybe that makes that it's considered that this is the natural extension of the kana into the makam ashchita, and it's going to be considered that you did the shchita in the proper makam as far as the kana of veshet is concerned. Adkan this inyan. And now let's go right to the next inyan. The Gemara Namad Beis brings down the Mishnah which says, Nikiv alev the Beis Chalolai, and the Gemara asks, Shaila Bay Reb Zera, which Chalol is the Mishnah talking about? The Beis Chalol Katan or the Beis Chalol Gadol? And the Gemara Lamaskana comes out that being that the Mishnah says a lashon the Beis Chaloloi, Mali Chalol Gadol, Mali Chalol Katan, and both of them are considered a treifa. Now what's the definition of Chalol Gadol and Chalol Katan? So Rashi says, Chalol Gadol, Chalol HaEmtzoi. Chalol Katan, Harbe Chadarim Ktanim Yesh Lai Saviv. There are many small Chadarim around the Chalol HaEmtzoi. Exactly what the Metzias is, according to Rashi, Ayin b'mechabriz manenu, that worked this out. However, the Rambam has a different pirush in Chol Gadol and Chol Katan. Zok the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Vav Halacha Hey, Halev shenikiv lebeis chaloloi, bein lechol gadol shebismoil, bein lechol katan shebiyamin, treifa. So the Chol Gadol is the big chol that's on the left side, and the Chol Katan is the cholo that's on the right side. And as Zoyzok the Rambam also in Pirush HaMishnayis. Now there's a machlekes ha'achreinim as to whether or not there's a machlekes lahalacha between Rashi and the Rambam. The Sefer Yad Yehuda and Hilchos Treifas, he says that be'etzem there's no machlekes. Rashi also agrees that there are two main chalolim, the cholo gadol shebismal and the cholo katan shebiyamin. The reason why Rashi says that there are harbe chadorim ktanim is because within the Chalal Katan, there are different strings which Ke'ilu separate that Chalal into Chadarim Acherim, and therefore, what the Rambam considers a Chalal Katan Shabi Yamin, Rashi calls Harbe Chadarim Ktanim Yesh Leisaviv. But they both are talking about the same Mitzias. However, the Chassam Sefer in Arasugya says not like that. The Chassam Sefer says that the Rambam also knew that there were Chalalim Ktanim, like Rashi says. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds that when the Gemara says Bein l'chol gadol, Bein l'chol katan, the Gemara is referring to the two main chalalim, the gadol that's on the smoil and the katan that's on the right. But the chalalim ktanim that's all around, those are not included in Divrei HaGemara, and be'emes, if there's a neck of there, it's going to be kosher. So it turns out that there's a machlekes l'halacha between Rashi and the Rambam, what happens if there's a nekev in the chadorim ktanim? Lefi Rashi, that's included in what the Gemara says, Mali Chol Gadol, Mali Chol Katan, and it's going to be a treifa. Whereas if you the Rambam, the Chadorim Ktanim, it's not going to be treifa. Only the two main Chalolim, the Chol Gadol Shebismoil and the Chol Katan Shebiyamin. Now, L'chaire, as far as reading the Mishnah is concerned, it comes out that there's a major machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, L'fidach Chassam Sefer, how to teach the emphasis of the Mishnah on L'beis Chaloloi. Because Harei, according to Rab Zera's Shaila, he was mistapik to say that Lebeis Chalolai means Dafka Lebeis Chalol Gadol. He understood that Lebeis Chalolai is referring to a specific Chalol. And the Mishnah means to tell us that it's only a Treifa if the whole goes into the Beis Chalolai. Now, even the Maskana, that it's Bein the Chalol Katan and Bein the Chalol Gadol, the Fida Rambam, when the Mishnah says Lebeis Chalolai, it still means a specific place. Just the Beis Chalolai that the Mishnah is referring to is Bein the chalal that's on the right, and bein the chalal that's on the smile, and it's coming lafuke the chadorim ktanim that are misaviv. So the beis chalalai means to emphasize it has to go into a major chamber of the lathe. Not dafka the chalal gadol, but it could even be the chalal katan shabiyamin, but it cannot be the chadorim ktanim that are misaviv. That's the fida Rambam. Whereas the firashi, that the maskana, it could be into any chalal, it turns out that the emphasis of Lebeis Chalolai doesn't mean a specific Chalol. So what's the emphasis of Lebeis Chalolai? It must be coming to tell us that the hole has to be through and through until the hollow of the chamber. The base halal is not referring to a specific halal. It's referring to the depth of the nekev. The nekev has to be all the way lebeis chalalai. But it makes absolutely no difference which chalal it goes to. It could even be to the chadarim ketanim. That's the machlekes the Rambam and Rashi had to understand the word lebeis chalalai, the fi the mahalach of the Chassam Sefer. Now, Taisvis, in the beginning of the parak, asks a maridika question. So Taisvis, with the Rebbe Maschel, Nikav Alev, Fractaisis, Bishar Nekuvi, le'itzrach lemisni lebeis chalalai. Fractaisis, why is the Mishnah only emphasized the word beis chalalai, only in regards to the leiv? Why didn't it say it in regards to the other nekavim also? Nikav krum shomayach, it also should have said lebeis chalalai. Zaktaisvis, because there it's pashet shehen dakin, upshita shehen nekav chashav ben klal. If the krum shomayach, for example, would have a nekav that doesn't go through till the other side, it's pashet that wouldn't be considered a nekav. Just as only in regards to the leiv that there would be a havamina, being shehu av, being that the skin of the lave, so to speak, is thick, sakadaitach shem nikev ba'emek shehu chashav nekev. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us that no, even in regards to the lave, it has to go all the way through and through to the other side. This shaklavatari of Taisvis makes it obvious that Taisvis obviously understood like Rashi, that the ikr emphasis on the beis chalalai is that it has to go through until the hollow of the chamber, until the other side. Therefore, Taisvis says an Eden. Why specifically in regards to the nekev of leiv does the Mishnah tell us the beis chalalai and not in the other nekevim? But according to the Rambam, there's no nidin bachlal. And this may be a makar, how the Rambam knew to be mefarish le beis chalalai the way he does. Because davka in regards to leiv, there we need a specific chalal. Le beis chalalai means to say to a major chalal, such as the chalal gadol b'tzad smol, or the secondary chalal, which is also quite big, which is on the tzad yamin. Le'afuke, the small chadarim ktanim. So the emphasis of lebeis chalalai bechlal isn't coming to tell us that it has to go through and through. Because legabe that, there's no reason for the Mishnah Taka to speak it out in regards to leiv more than anywhere else in the Mishnah. Like Taisus's Kasha. Be'achreach lebeis chalalai is coming to tell us that it means a specific chalal, which is matim to the Shitas HaRambam that says that even lemaskanas HaGemara, it's only these two chalalim which make it a treifa and not the chadarim ktanim like Shitas Rashi. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara later brings down the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiya, by Rabbi Yirmiya, Eina yochel lamed mipnei kvedoi mai. If you have a situation where something happens to the Shedra, and now it cannot stand because of the weight of the cow, is that included in Nishbar HaShedra or not? And the Gemara comes out, Teku. Zok Rashi, and this is an important klal in Sfeikis of Treifas. So Rashi with the Rimas chol teku v'chol teku de isura l'chumra. Being that this is a teku in regards to isur, we go l'chumra because of the klal of sofek d'araisa l'chumra. Now be'emes, this Rashi is sarach bir, because we spoke about earlier in the shir for daf mem gimel that be'emes is a very big machlekes rishayim. What's the halacha if you have a situation that an animal is a sofek treifa? And shita sataisus to shari rishayim over there is that a sofek treifas is l'kula. And that's based on a Gemara earlier on the Fyud that says, Buz Zev v'nikav b'nei me'ayim. If we have a wolf that takes away the b'nei me'ayim, and he brings it back and there's a nekav over there, and there's a chshash, shema b'makam nekav nakav. So the Gemara over there says that the klal of Rav Huna is that once we shecht an animal, it's b'cheskas heter achi v'adalacha b'man nitrafa. So Shita Sataisis over there is that this is a klal in all Suffolk treifas that it's b'cheskas heter. In Cain, here too, that we have a suffix, if this condition is considered a treifa, the chayr, we should say that there's a cheskas heter, and this animal is for sure kosher, and we should not be chayshish, and we should not say suffix deraisa l'chumra. This is the chayr what sarach bir in this Rashi. But the answer, the chayr, can be answered based on divrei ashilte gibayrim later on in daf memtes, b'shem the riaz. V'zel l'shayn kachay. The Riaz over there brings down the Gemara that we just mentioned on the Yud of Baz Zev v'nikuv b'nei me'ayim, and he fears ois, v'nira be'enai, shalei omru harehi b'cheskas heter, ela b'maisa mesupekes ge'en shekasavnu. The only time we say b'cheskas heter is only in a situation where there's a suffix if a specific maisa took place. For example, over there by Baz Zev v'nikuv, where there's a suffix if a nekev ever occurred before the Zev took it away. If what actually happened is barer, just the hairah, the psak halacha, that's besafik, harei sfeikoi lahachmer. The halacha is that we go luchumra. Ad kan de bershulti gibayrim. Now there's a big shail in the achrayim, what does this mean, hamaisa borur v'hairah mesupekes? In Chuvas of Kiveger, Kama, Simulam at Zion, he brings down the Chuvas Masas Binyamin, that he's Mefarish that we're talking about, where the Moira Hira is Mesupik because he's not enough of a Bucky to figure out exactly what happened. And that's what the Riaz is referring to when he says Hira Mesupekis, meaning the Moira Hira is Mesupik, he can't figure it out exactly. And that's why we don't go Basar Cheskas Heter, because it doesn't have a Shem Sufik Bechlal. That's just a Chesar Nidia. And it's mutal on the Moir Hera to be mevarer and to ask the people that do understand in order they should come to proper halacha. But Rabbi Kiveger over there says that that's a daichik, and he's mefarish that the klal of the Riaz is that Hera Mesupekas means that it's a sveika dedina. That v'makam sveika dedina, we don't go basa cheskas heter. And this is the famous yisoid which Shachrein bring down b'shem the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perik Beis Halacha Aleph. The zelushan Mishnah Lamelech. Ve'efshar loymar d'lo shayach loymar uki gavra cheskasei ella besafek demetzias. We only put the gavra on his cheskas kashrus or his cheskas tahara, only a safek metzias. Darmin an uki gavra cheskasei. Ach bevaday nase hamaisa u'mesapklon milsa hechi agmar rachmana lemaisha. But if you have a situation where the maisa that happened is clear, the metzias is bar. The only suffix is, Hechi Agmara Rachman Lamaisha, what the halacha is, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah? Loi Shayech Loi Maruki Gavra Chaskasei V'Hachi Agmrei. You can't go basa the Chazak of the Gavra and based on that say that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai. The Otu Mipnei Chaskasei Shalzeh Mishtanemai the Agmrei Rachman Lamaisha. Are we going to say that because of the Chazak of this person, it's going to be Nishtane, this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai? That's impossible. Ad kan dvarav hayaduim of the Mishnah Lamelech. This yisoid of the Mishnah Lamelech, that by sveke dedina we don't go basar cheskas heter, chazaka de meyikara, that's spoken about by many achrayim, ayin shari yosher, shar beis perektes, ayin kilas yakim bamatsiya, semen chav, and many more achrayim that are masber in various ways how to understand this yisoid. And we're going to say one you do it the kibshat ba'elam ha'yeshivas, and that is that whenever we go to basar chazaka, we have to find what is the shayrish of the suffix. If the suffix is if a specific maisa took place, so that's the shayrish of the suffix. Did this maisa take place? Didn't it take place? And we'll always go basar chazaka to meikara and say the maisa didn't take place. But if we know the maisa took place, and the question is what's the halacha in this maisa, so the shayrish of the suffix isn't in the kashrus of this specific animal. The shayrish of the suffix is, what's the halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai? And in that suffix, there is no chazaka de meyikara. The chazaka de meyikara is in this specific animal. But that's not the suffix. The suffix is, what was the halacha? And there is no chazaka de meyikara. Therefore, we say, like the Mishnah Melech says, mipnei chazkasei shalzeh, mishtanemai de'agmei rachman alamayisha, because of this specific chazaka, we're not going to be able to ascertain what HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually told Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai. This is the pshat of Rabbi Kiveger in the Riaz, and the Chayre, this is the pshat in our Rashi. In this case of Eini Yachalam and Mipnei Kvedoi, we know exactly what the situation of the animal is. The question is, Al Pi Halacha, is this included in the Treifus, which was Agmarei Rachman Lamaisha, or not? And therefore, we cannot go Basar Chazaka, and therefore Rashi says that B'makam Sveka de Isura, we go Luchumra. And it stims, even with Shita Sataisus Shashar Rishaynim, that usually by a Suffolk Treifa we go Basar Cheskas Heter. Ad kan this Inyan and ad kan this Shir from Masechet Chulin Daf Mem Hei.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.